All right, I found a basket for the lunch.
Ooh. Oh, come on, you call that a basket? You can't put no food in there.
Thelma, this here box was able to hold 24 cans of Alpo. Now you know it ought to hold whatever you cook.
Are you sure we'd rather be going to the game than sitting at home watching it on TV?
Are you kidding, Penny? There's nothing like going to a football game in person.
But it's freezing outside, and the seats are hot, and the people are always jumping up so you can't see, and they're always dripping mustard on you from their hot dogs. So why are we going?
Yeah, why are we going?
It's a great game. And besides, there are two good teams playing, the Chicago Bears and the Detroit Lions.
How come they name football teams after animals?
Honey, have you ever seen what they do to each other on that field? Punching each other, scratching, kicking, pulling hair. I ain't seen nothing like that since last night on the bus.
Well, I got him, Mr. Miguel. 6 football tickets smack dab on the 50-yard line.
All right. Yay.
Yeah. And Thelma, make sure you make plenty of food there.
Since when you start liking my cooking?
Not me, Thelma. It's for the Detroit Lions. See, while they're holding their stomachs on the ground, Chicago Bears be running all over.
JJ, since we have 6 tickets and there are only 5 of us, can I call a date and ask her if she wants to come with me?
No, Mr. Miguel. I already invited a young lady I've been trying to get next to for a little while by the name of Boom Boom Belinda.
Well, why do they call her Boom Boom?
Oh, because she works in the cannonball factory, you know, boom, 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 boom.
Hey, y'all. Did y'all know that Fishbone's back in the old neighborhood?
What? You mean Fishbone back here?
Who's Fishbone?
Well, let me put it to you this way, Penny. In wine country, I have a plaque up to him. To Fishbone the Wino, with love and gratitude.
Oh, he has a drinking problem.
Yeah, his problem is he can never get enough to drink.
Hey, JJ, who told you that?
Oh, Campbell the cop. Told me old Fishbone was out in the middle of Rush Street with his red underwear on, directing traffic, waiting for his underwear to turn green.
Well, are we all packed up and ready to go?
Yeah, and don't forget y'all having dinner with the Ebony Prince today.
JJ, maybe you know. How come they name football teams after animals?
Because nobody want to go see the Chicago Lilacs play the Detroit Petunias. Fishbone, your old sea dog. Where you been? What you been doing?
Working, boy. Yeah. I got a regular job now.
How long you been working steady?
What time is it?
10 o'clock.
1 hour, 60 minutes, yeah. I'm delivering free samples.
Oh, yeah? Well, come on in and deliver.
Yeah. I was delivering mouthwash outfit yesterday, but, then that only lasted a couple hours, and then, I got fired.
Fishbone, why did you get fired?
Yeah. Well, I found out that the mouthwash contained 2% alcohol. I never felt so bad and smelled so good in all my life.
Fishbone, what you giving away now?
Well, it's something new here. It's called soup in a sack. Here you go. Yeah. It's all you do is add alcohol. I mean water. Yeah. It's foolproof.
We need something better than that. We need something that's Thelma proof.
Penny, why don't you and Grams go make some hot chocolate?
Yeah.
Okay?
Mr. What you doing?
Well, I'm loading you folks up with soup because it's good for you. I like you. It's free, and I'm too tired to knock on any more doors.
Fishbone, now, come on, you can't fool us. We've been knowing you too long. What is the matter? What's the matter, baby?
Well, I had a birthday the other day.
Oh, is that what it is? Happy birthday.
We didn't know that.
Yeah, well, didn't nobody else know either. Yeah, I even sent myself a card, and it never arrived. You know, it made me realize I've lived half my life and I don't have a friend in the world.
That's ridiculous.
That's right. You a bon vivant, the man about town, a connoisseur of the great.
Yeah, and if nobody remembers you on your birthday, how they gonna remember you when you're gone?
Hmm? Oh, come on now. Who could ever forget you?
Now, Bookman likes you. He lets you sleep down by the furnace when it's cold.
Oh, yeah, but even he forgot to say those three little words. Happy birthday. I tell you, it is a terrible world without friends.
Oh, come on now, Fishbone. Now, you have some friends.
Yeah, what about Ray the bartender?
Him? I give him all my business, and what does he do? Turns right around, makes me wash dishes all week, and all over nothing.
Oh, I don't think throwing a bottle through the front window is nothing.
Well, did you ever wake up in the middle of the night and find yourself locked up in a bar? I had to throw that bottle again out of there. I was late for a meeting with my colleagues at Alcoholics Anonymous.
You know we are your friends. In fact, you are practically like one of the family.
That's right. Too bad you wasn't over here a little earlier. You could have had breakfast with us.
Well, you mean y'all wouldn't think enough of me to invite me over for a hot-cooked meal?
Anytime.
Oh, well, in that case, I'll be over here tonight for dinner.
Wait, Fishbone, you see, tonight would not be the best night.
Not a good night, Fishbone, because you see, we were getting ready to go out and then have a little nonchalant.
Oh, I see. Yeah, y'all busy. Okay, well, I can understand. I don't like a lot of people around me no way. You know, I'm used to being alone. I can understand.
Yeah, some other time, okay, Fishbone?
Yeah, some other time.
Hope you understand.
No, of course, sure, I understand.
Yeah, poor Fishbone. He's feeling sorry for himself again because he has no friends.
He's got friends. The Ripple Brothers, Paul Mason, Manischewitz.
You know, maybe we should have changed our plans a little and come back here for dinner.
You really think so, Valona?
Good friends would have.
Another round for me and my partner. I'm buying.
Of course.
Oh, thank you, stranger.
Don't think nothing of it.
You know,
make it quick.
You've been so nice to me. I'm gonna give you a little stock tip.
Oh, yeah.
Shh. See, my broker is E.F. Hutton. And E.F. Hutton says, how about that? Nobody even looked around.
Fishbone, would you do me a favor?
What is it?
I gotta go in the back for a minute. Would you keep an eye on the place for me?
Yeah, sure, pal.
Good. And show you where my heart is. The house is buying the next round.
All right. Yeah. You know, your friend sure is a nice guy.
Well, he's all right, but if he was such a friend of ours, he would have given us something good.
Instead, it is rot good we drink.
Lord, hear me. Look here, partner. Oh, watch the store. I got to go to the sandbox.
Okay.
Woo, straighten up and fly right. Straighten up and stay right.
He doesn't look like he's in here.
Oh, wow, that's weird. I thought for sure he'd be in here drinking his lunch. Oh, man, just to think I gave up a date with Boom Boom Belinda for this.
Hey, Ray!
By any chance, you happen to see Fishbone?
He was here just a minute ago.
Well, you see, we have to find him because J.J. has an extra ticket for the Bears game, and we want to take him with us.
Yeah, sort of like a belated birthday present, you know.
Well, he's got to be around here somewhere. You know, Fishbone would not leave unless he had too many for the road.
Hey, check this out.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, there's an accident. Somebody's hurt real bad.
Coming through. Coming through. Hey, Ray, gotta use your telephone. Gotta call a precinct.
I'm calling an ambulance right now.
Forget it. That old geezer out there got nailed by a truck. He ain't gonna use an ambulance or nothing else.
He got killed?
You see this wallet here? Well, he's flatter than this. Yeah. Officer Camel calling. Yeah, we've got a traffic fatality down here at 2526 Duquesne. Yeah? Yeah, the victim's name is, Theodophius P. Johnson. Yeah. Yeah? Okay. I'll be here.
Theodopius P. Johnson. Does anybody know who that is?
I don't know who that is.
We all know who he is.
Who is he?
But we call him Fishbone.
What? Fishbone?
Fishbone, Fishbone was killed?
Oh, wow.
Coming through.
I don't believe that.
J.J., that's horrible.
Oh, wow. Just this morning, he was saying if nobody remembered his birthday, nobody remembered him when he was gone. And now poor Fishbone's dead. Oh, it's terrible.
Well, I'm dead. Ain't no use to worry about it no more. Here's to me. May I rest in peace.
Mama?
Huh?
If Fishbone's in heaven, do you think they made him an angel by now?
I hope so, honey.
Just in case, I'm gonna God bless him tonight.
Well, if he is in heaven, I hope they don't arrest him for drunken flying.
I wish we can all just stop talking about all this, because I am depressed as I can be.
Hi, folks.
Correction, I just got even more depressed.
What you got in the suitcase, your lunch?
No, I found this down in the furnace room where old Fishbone used to sleep. I guess it belonged to him.
Oh, wow, Fishbone's estate.
Wow, maybe we'll find out a little bit more about Fishbone now.
Yeah.
All this stuff.
This sure is a wrinkled old picture.
Oh, look at this nice old couple. Maybe they were close friends of Fishbone's, look.
Yeah, they were close to Fishbone, all right. This is Ernest and Julio Gallo. Oh.
Oh, wow, check out this foxy mama.
Mm, sweet brown sugar.
Ooh, she's beautiful. I wonder who she is.
Probably the lady in Fishbone's life. Mm. Oh, how romantic. She probably drove him to drink.
Mm. You got it, Thelma. It's his sister.
Oh, here's something might be important. It's a clipping about a baseball player named Rabbit Johnson who was third baseman in the Negro League.
You mean Fishbone was an athlete?
We don't know that. There's a lot of folks named Johnson. Anyway, the date on this clipping is 1946. That's just a year before Jackie Robinson joined the Dodgers.
Wow, Mama, that's ancient. You can remember way back then?
I just happened to read it yesterday.
What's gonna happen to Fishbone now?
They'd probably bury him in some unmarked grave somewhere.
Well, then he was right. Nobody will remember him.
No, Michael, he was wrong. We will remember him.
But how, J.J.? Funerals are expensive.
Wait a minute. Now, take it easy. If we all chip in, we can handle one of Ferguson's no-frills funerals.
No-frills funerals? You know what that's like. No flowers, no organ, no chapel, no coffin. They just put you in a brown paper sack and mail you to Cleveland.
Well, we ain't gonna have no paper bag for Fishbone. We're gonna do this thing upright so he'll always be remembered. Hey, I got it. Huh? I got it. A down, home, way, away.
That's a great idea. Yeah. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. Yeah. That's good. Yeah. Yeah. Now, yeah. Yeah. Violet can make some
JJ, I got here as soon as I heard.
Oh, Wanda, that's so nice of you to come.
I wouldn't miss it for the world. Poor Harry.
Fishbone, Wanda, Fishbone.
Well, whoever.
Oh, Wanda, what lovely roses. Oh, these are beautiful, and what an appropriate message. Success.
Well, if you don't mind, honey, I want to use them again. I'm going to another funeral.
Hey, what you got there? I'll take that. Some more Fishbone's belongings?
No, that's Fishbone. I mean, since it's his wake, Ferguson figured he ought to be here.
Yeah, I guess Fishbone would have liked it like that.
Say, Blood, my name is Linnae, and if I ain't got it, there ain't in that. Though we came here to weep, I got something you can keep. Now, it ain't a horse, and it ain't a rhino. It's just a memento to Fishbone the wino.
Up there. All right. Sit down.
Here,
let's
get on
with it.
Okay, now, here we go. And
sadly,
I'm
going.
I wonder who she is.
Oh, I knew there was a woman in Fishbone's life. Oh. Oh, she must have loved him so very much.
Brothers and sisters. Later, Wanda, later.
Oh.
Brothers and sisters, I prepared a few extempore words for this occasion that I thought would not hold us here very long, which would come to a conclusion of the situation. Okay. Brothers and sisters, we are gathered here because of our dear friend and through the courtesy of Ray, the bartender. All right. And we are here to pay tribute to our dear friend and comrade, Fishbone.
That's right.
We are here to pay tribute to a man who left a special mark in our hearts and in our souls.
I didn't know Harry did that.
Fishbone. Fishbone. Oh, yeah.
Later, Wanda, later. You see, Fishbone was a modest and humble man. Humble man. He never spoke of himself, but when he passed beyond the reef, we were able to puzzle together a few parts of his life.
Yes, we
all right.
did.
All right,
yes,
all right. Right. Right.
Poor Fishbone was born too soon and died too soon. Yes,
sir. Now, Wanda.
Cool it, Mama. I'm working this wake.
There was the woman in Fishbone's life.
Yeah.
Yes, the woman.
Mm-hmm.
Yes, A love affair that was unrivaled in passion and fervor. That's right. One that rivaled that of Caesar and Cleopatra. Anthony and Cleopatra. Leroy and Cleopatra. And brothers and sisters, weep as you may. Because at the end, Fishbone did not die a happy man. No, he didn't. Because we have a problem. What we do is when somebody is down here in the green pasture, we do not tell them how much we love them. We wait for them to go up to the heavenly gates before we sing their praises. And brothers and sisters, let me tell you something. This is your fault. It is my fault. That's right, it is my fault. Because we must tell someone when they are down here how much we love them, how much we need them. Now, we knew that we were going to die the next day. We would go immediately to the telephone and call our loved ones. Which reminds me of a story. Suppose we were to get to the telephone booth and find out we did not have a dime. Telephone booth without a paddle. That's right. That's right. So, Fishbone, we want to say in conclusion that we miss you.
We need you.
We love you. And I hope you can hear us, Fishbone. I hope you can hear us now, Fishbone. Hear me good, Fishbone. What is this?
Wait a minute, wait 1 minute. How dare you be alive? Does that mean we can't go to the cemetery?
Close my place down for nothing.
You know I got a good mind to lock you up for impersonating a corpse.
Yeah, Fishbone, you owe us an explanation.
How did you play on our emotions like this?
Come on,
Fishbone?
That's right. You can't play with us like that. You know, you gotta play with
Hold it. Now just back off everybody. Now what is this all about? Anyway, love, right? That's what J.J. just got through preaching about, telling people that you love them before it's too late. Yeah. So tell me, I was good enough for you when I'm dead. Now I'm alive. I'm here. So tell me you love me. Tell me you love me.
Love me, Fishbone.
I hear one little voice in the wind. Little voice in the wind. Can I get another?
Yes, I'm a witness. I love you.
Yes, let me hear another. Can I get another?
I love you.
I sure won't with Miss Malone. Miss Wilder, I can't even say your name.
That's all right.
Love you so much, I can't say your name. You know, because a man gets a funeral like this only once in a lifetime.